If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this final Sunday of September 1974, it is our joy to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we are still rejoicing in all of the wonderful and mighty things that God is doing in our midst. The first four Sundays of September have been the greatest four Sundays that we've ever experienced in any fall month. As we think about what God has already done and anticipate what God is going to do, we rejoice and say praise the Lord for all of His goodness in the land of the living. We feel like the psalmist must have felt when he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." Perhaps you're listening to Worth Baptist Hour for the very first time today. If so, we'd like to take a moment to acquaint you with this radio ministry and with the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. We will soon celebrate our fifth anniversary of Worth Baptist Hour. In fact, next Sunday, the first Sunday of October, will mark the fifth year of broadcasting over this station, the radio ministry of Worth Baptist Church. In March of 1975, we will celebrate the 21st anniversary of our church. So these are two important days, and we thank God for the privilege that He's given us as a church to carry on this ministry during these many years. You'll be glad to know that the ministry of Worth Baptist Church is not confined just to our city block or to our community or even to our city or even our state. Around the world, we are helping to support more than 60 missionary families. We're helping to support many young churches that are getting started in a number of states across America. So the ministry of Worth Baptist Church is an outreach ministry. We believe in the great commission that Jesus gave the church to carry the gospel around the world, and we are doing just that. We believe that right here at home there must be a strong base, and we're operating that strong base here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock every Lord's Day. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of Worth Baptist Sunday School is the Bible. We are now in a series of studies in the highlights of the book of Exodus, and we'd be happy for you to come today and share these good things with us as we study together the Word of God. We believe the Bible to be the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of the living God. There's no substitute for the Bible, and so our textbook remains, as always, the Holy Scripture, the Word of God. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 7. All of these services are designed to meet your spiritual needs, and it would please us, and we believe be a blessing to you, if you were to come today and bring the whole family to study God's Word together in the Sunday school hour and to worship Christ in the services of worship. The month of September is a month of beginnings for us in our church ministry. It's the beginning of our new Sunday school year. And you'll be glad to know that in these first four Sundays of our new Sunday school year, we have averaged almost 500 per Sunday. In fact, last Sunday, 503 answered the roll call in Sunday school at Worth Baptist Church. We have a motto in our Sunday school that goes like this: teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school, to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. And then our theme for the 1974-75 year is this: with God, nothing is impossible. We're basing that on the words of Jesus, who said that very thing: with God, nothing shall be impossible. So we're claiming the blessings of God. We're experiencing victory, and we're experiencing the blessings of God week by week. And we believe God said what he meant and meant what he said. So we're simply taking God at his word, and we're believing that God is going to continue to shower his blessings upon us during the days of the fall. Our fall festival of faith will provide for you and your family a rich spiritual experience in Christ and in the Word of God week after week here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Golden Victory Enlargement Campaign is underway, and we are reaching many people for Christ through it. Last Sunday, 83 people visited our Sunday school, and we had 12 additions to the church. So you can see that God is blessing in a remarkable way, and we're trusting Him to continue these blessings in the days to come. We'd like for you to share it with us, so we invite you to come today to Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. As announced before, we have recently purchased 14 acres, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820, adjoining the Fort Worth State School and just across from the South Campus of the Tarrant County Junior College. We believe this location is accessible to all people in the city of Fort Worth and in the Metroplex, just a few moments away from anywhere in the city by Loop 820, which becomes Interstate 20, and by Interstate 35. So we're looking forward to moving toward that location in the days ahead. But in the meanwhile, right here at our present location, you'll find a warm welcome, a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to serve the Lord and in which to worship Him today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. May the Lord bless you as you plan to attend with us today. By the way, have you included Christ in your plans today? In the places that you're going, the things you're going to do, what is most important? I believe the most important relationship in your life is your relationship to Christ. And the most important thing that you can do today is to be in the house of God, to serve the Lord, to worship Christ. For we are drawing near to the close of this age, and we believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon. He's coming for His own. The Bible says, "Unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time, without a sin offering unto salvation." So we would admonish you today to be ready for His coming. We would admonish you to put Christ and the church first in your life today. Do it by attending the house of God and by trusting and believing God's Word. Then we would like to hear from you by mail this week as we approach our anniversary, the 5th anniversary next Sunday of Worth Baptist Hour. We'd be happy to hear from you just to know that these broadcasts are a blessing to your heart. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, "If God Be For Us." I want to read for you today one verse of Scripture in the book of Romans, chapter 8, and that will be verse 31. But before we read the Scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are eternally grateful to Thee today for this wonderful privilege that we have to talk about the Savior, to speak of things eternal, to present Thy gospel, the gospel of redeeming grace. We know today that there are many heavy hearts. There are burdened souls. There are those who are undergoing difficulties. There are those who are discouraged and despondent, some in despair. And we pray today that the Holy Spirit, even in this moment and through this broadcast, would speak to those hearts. Bring encouragement to those who are discouraged. Lift up those who have fallen. And dear Lord, we pray especially for those who know not Christ as their Savior. Through this broadcast and this message, we pray that the Holy Spirit would make Christ real to every heart. Is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Romans, chapter 8, at verse 31, we read, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" If God be for us. Well, I'm happy to report today that God is for you. You know, I believe God has proved that. He proved it when He sent His only begotten Son into the world to die for your sins. I believe He proves it in every verse of every chapter of every book of the Bible, the Holy Word of God. God is proving that to you this moment as you listen to this broadcast. God is saying to you, "I am for you. I love you. I want to help you." And beloved, if you'll just give God a chance, and that's all He's asking, if you'll give God the opportunity, God will bless you today. If God be for us, who can be against us? When I read this text, I'm reminded of the little boy who was called on to recite the 23rd Psalm. And he had memorized it and had it all down pat. But when he got up to say it, his little lips began to quiver, and he began, "The Lord is my shepherd." Then he forgot the next line, and so he thought he would start again. "The Lord is my shepherd." Then he blurted out, "That's all I want." Then he took his seat. My friend, that's all I want today. If Jesus Christ is your shepherd, that's all you need. If God be for you, who can be against you? Let me share three areas in our thinking today where God is for us. First of all, God is for us in His program of redemption. Now, the word redeem means simply to buy back. I read in Galatians chapter 3 at verse 13, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangeth upon a tree." And then Paul writes to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 1 at verse 7, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins." There is but one way for a man to be redeemed. There is but one hope of salvation for you today. You may be a member of this church or that church or some other church. You may have been baptized or sprinkled. You may have learned all the catechisms. You may have gone through all the religious rites and ceremonies and rituals of your church or your religion. But until you come to the point that you recognize you are a sinner and call upon God to save you and to redeem you, you are eternally lost. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born again." So when we come to this hour, when we recognize that we are lost, when we put our faith in Christ and trust Him, the Bible says we are redeemed. I'm reminded of the story of the little boy who, out of his own materials and with his own hands and his own labor, made a little boat. At first he sailed the boat in the bathtub. And then he got a little braver and he took it out to the creek and sailed it there. Finally he decided, why, it's worth it to get on the lake. So he put the little boat out on the lake. And the winds blew and the little boat was taken out of his sight. And no matter how hard he tried, he could not retrieve the little boat. The wind took it away. In just a few weeks, down at the store on the busy street of the little community, he saw in the window of a salvage store that very boat. It had a price tag on it. He went in and tried to explain to the shop owner that it was his boat. He made it with his own hands. But the shop owner insisted that it was not, and if he wanted the boat, he must pay for it. So the boy went home and got the money, came back, put the money down on the counter, and took the boat, and clutching it in his arms, he said, "Twice mine. I made you, and now I've bought you." And my friend, that's exactly what Jesus Christ has done for us. First He made us. The Bible says that God created man in His own image. And then He purchased us. He bought us with His own blood. You see, we have been purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so we belong to Him. And we can say with the poet, "His by reason of creation, His He paid the price for me. His through the life-giving Spirit. His because I want to be. Do you want to be His today? Do you want to be saved in this hour? Would you like to know that you've been redeemed from all your sins, that heaven is your home, that Christ is your Savior? You can know it in this hour as you call upon the name of the Lord, because the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, God is for you in His program of redemption. And you can have it today by a simple childlike faith in the finished work of Christ upon the cross. In the second place, I would say that God is for us in His program of adoption. We read in Galatians chapter 4 at verse 4, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that He might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Beloved, to be adopted into the family of God means to be made a mature and legal son. You see, through the new birth, we are born into the family of God. We are sons of God by faith in the Lord Jesus. And then by the Holy Spirit's adoption, we are made mature sons in God's family, and we are brought to the place that we are legal heirs of God. I read in John chapter 1 at verse 11, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of man, nor of the will of the flesh, but of God. And then Paul writes to us in Romans chapter 8 these wonderful words. At verse 14, Paul says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now what does all of that mean? It means by adoption, we have been made legal heirs to all that God has. We've heard much in these days about the Rockefeller fortune, and many estimates have been made, all the way from a few million to many millions of dollars. But my friend, Rockefeller is poor compared to us. We have all the wealth. You see, God owns everything, and everything that God has is coming to us because we are heirs of His and joint heirs with His Son, Jesus Christ. So we have everything in heaven and everything on earth. We have it because we've been adopted into the family of God, made mature sons, and given the status of a legal heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ. So it simply means that we can share with Jesus Christ all that God has. So John will write to us in his first epistle, chapter 3, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He doth appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself even as He is pure. In the third place, I would say to you, God is for us in His program of justification. Paul writes in Romans 5:1, Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. What does it mean to be justified? Simply this, it means to be made just as if you had never sinned, just as if you had never broken God's law. Therefore, there is no penalty. Christ has removed the penalty. Christ has removed the curse. And he has justified us in his own death upon the cross, therefore being justified by faith. So, beloved, God has included you in his program of redemption, in his program of adoption, in his program of justification, and God is for you all the way. The last part of my text reads, who can be against us? Well, there are many things that are against you today. Age is against you, but cheer up, you're going to a land where we'll never grow old. The elements are against us, but we're headed for a land of a perfect environment. Disease is against us, but in that day, in that land, there shall be no pain nor sickness. Depression is against us, but we're going to a city that has a bountiful supply. War is against us, but we're headed for a land where they'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks, and nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. You know, my friend, death is against you, but Christ has conquered death, and he said, because I live, ye shall live also. All of these things are against us. But remember the text, if God be for us, who can be against us? There is nothing to disturb you today because you're in the circle of God's grace, and God's keeping power is now yours, and you're right in the midst of all that God has because God is for you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? I have this footnote, and I should be through. God is for us in his program of repatriation. To repatriate means to take to one's own land. We do not belong to this world system. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. We are headed for another world. We are going to be repatriated when Jesus Christ comes again. This is his word for it. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and repatriate you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. What a happy thought. God is for us in his program of repatriation. My friend, as we close the broadcast in this hour, I hope that you'll allow the Holy Spirit to search your heart. If you are not a Christian, if you've never trusted the Savior, I admonish you to do so this moment by your radio. Simply open the door of your heart. Invite the Lord Jesus Christ to come in. And I know this moment, if you'll do it, salvation will be yours through Jesus Christ. May I say again that it would be our joy to have you visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And, as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.